The 2012 presidential candidate of the PPP, Dr. Parkway Sindu, has stressed the need for the law to be applied equally to everybody. He said, though he does not support what Judge Agude did regarding non-payment of the SNIT contribution of his workers, there is the need to equally bring all employers, both Ghanaians and foreigners, who have also not paid the contribution of their workers to book. Dr. Indum appealed to government to support private individuals who have the capacity to employ to help sustain their businesses and encourage others to do same. He spoke with George Asikri.
The private sector in Ghana faces a lot of challenges, needs a lot of help. And when it comes to regulators, many of us have been advocates. Regulators not necessarily look at themselves as police persons, but rather as people, institutions put there to help expand capacity, ability, help people become more disciplined, and so on and so forth. When it comes to a matter like a SNIT matter, when it comes to something like that, I take it just the same way as paying tax or people's any kind of employee benefit that one gives to somebody who exchanges their labor to an employer. So it is important. I don't want to minimize the point about the need to pay tax, to pay Social Security, or make pension contributions. They are very, very, very important contract between the employer and the employee. In this system, there are many of our employees, employers, there are many of our employers who face giant difficulties financing their businesses, finding the right kind of cash to just make things work. What we need to do is to take a look at this situation, unfortunately faced by Mr. George Agude, and think through what is it that we must do to ensure that, first of all, there's equity. Just pick one or two people and punish them while the rest, you know, run away. We know that we have situations where Ghanaian employers, they are foreign employers, let's apply the rule across the board in the same way. At the same time, when a problem first arises, let's not minimize it. Let us try and solve the problem while it is small enough.
Trying to find out, you are also one of the major employers in Ghana. If you can just tell us, how many people do you employ?
Well, for us, we've got around 3,000 people that we employ directly.
Right. I don't know the number that Mr. Agude employed or employs. But then, isn't it better, or wouldn't it have been better, if the state should come in and help those who are helping in absorbing the unemployed youth, so that in instances like this, the state can kind of subsidize or help the person pay off that debt?
The point is that, knowing that this is a challenge for many in the system, what I am saying is that the state in this instance must help companies in Ghana, the private sector, must train them, must give them opportunity to learn what the right corporate governance procedures or systems are. So we even avoid these problems in the first place.
That was the 2012 presidential candidate of the PPP, Dr. Papakwesi Ndum, talking to George Asikri.